Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So I'm back to the velvet.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin, original founding member of our Brain Trust, and the original founding member of his company, IASTraining.com. Check that out on the website and subscribe to his weekly update, his tip that he sends out every week by email, and he's been doing that before we had email. when we were faxing things, and
that's great, that was
author of two outstanding books on salesmanship. I'm a salesman, not a CEO, not a CEO, no CFO. Now what is it?
I'm a salesman, not a PhD.
PhD. I knew it was three letters. Why would I not know that? How many times have I said that? I'm a salesman,
I don't
not a
know,
PhD.
The past, as 20 many
times,
years, probably
as many times as you have, probably. All right, we've been talking about relationships. In the last segment, we were crossing over from building relationships using technology to making sure that the human factor is part of that process. Because as I like to say, Brad, 100% of your digital demanding customers are themselves 100% analog. And we have analog needs, analog yearnings, analog wants that need to be filled. And those analog things that we want are going to be delivered by analog people, not machines, right? And so talk to us about the analog part of customer relationships.
Well, you know, I'm actually calling it Back to the Future salesmanship because, you know, we hear it on the news every day. All these companies are going out of business. Penny's and Macy's and Kohl's and Unlimited, on and on and on and on. But everybody's biting the dust, and I think it all goes back down to the fact that they've lost vision of the customer, and they lost sight of building a relationship with the customer. And I'm in the kind of relationship that's just not a buy-sell relationship anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually giving a dang about the human being that you're face-to-face with and caring about that person individually and, you know, actually pretend like you really want to know exactly what it is that they want out of their transaction and out of their purchase. And, you know, I tell people in a jewelry store, a couple comes in and says, we're looking for an engagement ring, and the best they can offer is our bridal's right over there. I mean, it's craziness where they don't say, well, congratulations, how do you pop the question? Tell me about your wedding plans, where are you going, what's going on your honeymoon? And it takes about 2 or 3 minutes to be a human being, and people just aren't doing that today.
What do you, is it laziness? Is it lack of training? Is it culture? Is it generational? What is it?
You know, I think it's a lot of different things. I think that, number one, business was so easy way back when that it really didn't have to work that hard at it because, you know, money was in abundance and the economy was good.
Yep.
You know, then
the marketplace is a lot more complicated today than it
really is. And then 2008 hit and, you know, everybody started struggling again. And,
but I think there's another thing out there. I think we've gotten lazy. Not only are we intimidated by the complication, I think we've gotten lazy. I think we have owners who, and I'm talking to you out there, folks. You know I love you. This is tough love. But if you haven't, so you can say I'm, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about all you want, but here's the answer to this question. When was the last time you set your people down and taught them how to say thank you to customers? So until you can say that, then I'm right and you're wrong.
Well, I agree 100%, man. I know that we've gotten lazy. I mean, we've gotten to the point where we can't even go in a public bathroom and turn on the faucet by ourselves. We need some automated help to wiggle
right.
your hands under
right.
the sink and hope that it comes
here's
on.
I can never make those things work, by the way.
No, me
here's,
neither. That's
here's the thing. Here's the question. How long has it been since somebody waited on you and said thank you?
It's been a while.
Made you feel like you were glad they were glad you came in. When was the last time? When was the last time somebody looked you in the eye when they gave you their receipt?
Well, and that's where I say it's part lazy, and it's part of, you know, today's society where we're so ingrained in our telephones and technology.
Well, and entitled.
You know,
it's not just the young people who feel entitled. I'm entitled to your business. I'm entitled to the sale. I'm entitled to the payroll that I'm the paycheck I'm going to get this weekend because I am me and I'm wonderful and I was born into this world and I've got a job and I'm supposed to get this thing and it doesn't matter whether you're happy or not, Mr. Customer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way it comes across, isn't it?
It really does. I don't think
that's called the opposite of relationship.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and it's kind of frustrating for some of us, you know, but. Because it all goes back to the human being and the human effect and touching people and being part of their lives and actually giving a dang about people. You know, it sounds silly, but we have to teach people how to do that anymore. So that's what I'm working on, trying to rid the world of lousy customer service.
When you're training people across the country, I'm sure you have a unit of your training for the young people. God bless you, everyone. But eye contact is not your strong suit, and too many times, are you having to train people about that?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we've succumbed, and we're now coming out with a sales training app that they can use on their telephones. You know, it's going to be 3-4 minute segments.
Yeah.
That's the attention span today. So. But yeah, it's still going back and teaching them how to be human beings and how to care about the customers, and be great listeners. And you know, I've always said the greatest salespeople are the greatest listeners. And that's
well,
not going to change.
Tell the people, folks, when you walk in this door and clock in, you're not the most important person in our world right now.
No, that's true.
And so believe that and live that, and you get to keep your job. That's what I tell them. Hey, I need your website again, Brad.
It's IAStraining.com.
More to come after these messages with our good friend Brad Huskin. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.